It's so disheartening with the number of phone calls we get with the limited availability of program expertise that we can offer them. But we can get them to the right people. We can get them asking the right questions. We can get them to think about some of the challenges beyond just the loss of their crop. So we can get them to the experts on testing your crops when you're harvesting to make sure that you have a quality crop, as good as you can get it, to put into your rations, make sure you're ration balancing under stressed crop situations. We can advise them on financial opportunities and those kinds of things. But as far as finding feed for them, that's something they're going to have to really source out for themselves, although the University of Wisconsin Extension has a website, and they should certainly go to their website and look there to see if there's hay or pasture land available.
Are you hearing from other states as well saying we're just as bad or worse than you are? Can you give us some assistance here?
Well, we're hearing from other states that it's a very distressing situation. In fact, I think there's five other states where the quality of the crop is worst at the bottom end, then the best of the crop is at the top end, which means 50% of our crop is under serious stress in the United States. One of the things, though, that's a challenge for Wisconsin is the livestock industry and making sure we find our feed for our livestock.
This is also, we're in a situation now where the ethanol industry in Wisconsin is really being put between a rock and a hard place.
Well, they have lower oil prices, which is good for everybody, but it's challenging for the ethanol industry. And now they're going to have high input cost with that corn crop coming in to go into processing, and that's going to be a real challenge for them. And if they don't have outlets for their byproducts like dry distillers grains and CO2s and stuff, there's no way the ethanol plant is going to show a positive line this year. It's going to be one of those where the whole ag industry is going to have to weather out some challenges. The other thing that we're hearing, and I don't know how prevalent it is we're being told by some of the manufacturing companies that farmers are now backing away from orders that they may have put in for machinery.
There are ramifications all the way up and down the line.
Oh, yeah. When the farmer doesn't do well, then the supply service agencies are challenged, and I shouldn't say agencies, but companies, and so is the processing industry, because now they're working with higher cost raw materials and they're still trying to enter the marketplace with a competitive price for their product.
You've also spent a lot of time of your, since you've been back at Secretary, and that's working on building the export business for Wisconsin. This has got to be a blow to that as well.
Yeah, we'll have long-term plans for export. That's not something that happens overnight. But once you develop a marketplace, you have to continue to maintain that marketplace. You have to continue to make sure that you have products available when they want them. But as I say, it's a long-term plan, exports. It's not something you go in and out of the marketplace with. So even those contracts, the letters of intent that we've been signing with Vietnam and China, those may take a year or two or three to exercise. And we always come back with good, strong crop production at some point in time. And we feel confident we'll be able to fill that without taking it away from the domestic market.
Quickly, touch a bit on the trip to China. That was right after Media Day here at Farm Technology Days. Quite a productive meeting for you.
Yeah, we met with investors from Jilin Province. They want to know about ag lands. I worked very diligently to discourage them from looking at buying our farmland. I talked to them about investing in processing facilities where we have some challenges. One of the areas is whey production. Some of our small cheese plants don't have an outlet for their whey product. But if they were to put in a whey processing plant, they could purchase that whey, produce a product that China wants, and they would help us as well. Then we worked with Shanghai Dairy Group. It is recognized by the Chinese government as the dairy in southern China, where they will direct people for education and training and observation for building a stronger dairy industry in southern China. So they will be the South China dairy. We have a letter of intent which says that Wisconsin will be the preferred supplier for products. That's equipment, that's services, technology, information, genetics, and we will be the preferred supplier for Shanghai Dairy, which is a $95 billion industry in China. So it's a very large area of interest. Henan Province was another place we visited. The Ministry of Agriculture there asked for us to sign some letters of exchange, and I said we have to know each other better before we do that. They are sending some representatives from Henan Province to World Dairy Expo, where we plan to enter some further discussions and see where it leads to.
You mentioned buying land. Of course, the Chinese have purchased farms in Australia. Are they looking to buy in the U.S.?
Yeah, they're looking. Missouri has been a very targeted state for Chinese investment. Australia, New Zealand. They know that they need to procure food for their public in the future. I mean, that's their whole interest. They're not coming here just to monopolize our land. They're coming here because they want food security. U.S. takes that for granted. We have enough food that we just take for granted, food security. But Chinese thinks they need to invest in agriculture, in some portions of the agriculture, in order to have food products for their citizenry. So that's very important to them.
Quickly switching gears here, but of course the Supreme Court decision here last week affecting Larson's Acres solidifies a facility setting rule. Are you happy with the decision, and will there be further challenges, or is this going to set the rule?
No, I think it won't be challenged. The Supreme Court has said that the way it was set up 4 years ago and the way it's operated is the way it should be. We will work with the Towns Association, the Counties Association, to make sure that the ruling of the Supreme Court is clear in the minds of town board members and county board members as they work to identify sites and work with people that want to site livestock operations in their areas. And we have always said we would do cooperative work with that. We are very concerned about environmental impacts as they are. We use the University of Wisconsin, we use research, we use all the expertise as we can to make sure that when we work with those farms, whether it's in engineering or application of product or site location, that they have the most modern technology that works for them. And it's the farmer's responsibility to maintain the integrity of the environment. We are there to help them identify what those challenges will be and to structure it in such a way that they can.